Hi, friends. It is time for the Drink Like a Lady podcast, which is designed to get you a seat at the bar and be as equally adept at getting a seat in the boardroom. This is designed for women, and I am going to be joined very soon here with my partner in crime week to week, Kathy DiCirco Stewart, who is a business strategist. And this week, we are talking about customer service. In episode one, season three, last week, we talked about where are the growth opportunities when we look in the rearview mirror of 2020 and we realize where there were some real opportunities and the companies that leveraged those opportunities. We talked about the restaurant industry. We talked about the grocery industry. We talked about the fitness industry, all of the places that were able to leverage and pull any levers that they had to be able to pivot and create a new ecosystem or a new consumer market. So this week, we're going to actually focus on customer service. And we're going to be focusing on what you can be doing to double down on your customer service. Island Princess, nice to see you. I'm going to give you a wave as I'm waiting for Kathy DiCirco Stewart to join me here. Oh, Juanita. Sorry, I realized that that's your name. So one of the things that we're going to be talking about right off the bat is what is it that people want? Like in terms of customer service, how has people's needs changed dramatically? And I can say from somebody who orders from Amazon every single day, they have got their customer service and their delivery down pat. Now, I'm also somebody who is trying to get my furniture from a variety of vendors, including West Elm and Resource Furniture. And I can tell you that it's been a little bit painful in terms of being able to get the kind of customer service I want. Kathy, how are you?
Oh, good, Joya. How are you?
I'm good. You know, last week I was a little wobbly coming off of wrestling with COVID, but this week I'm back in the saddle and I feel good about that.
Oh, good, good. That's what we want to hear.
I was just starting to tell our audience that last week we looked in the rearview mirror and saw where the real growth opportunities were for 2020 and the industries that did it well. And in episode two, season three, we're talking about customer service. And I was going to actually tee you up to talk about what's changed about customer service. I know for me in general, Rent the Runway's gotten it right. Amazon's got it right in terms of customer service and deliverability. But what's changed for the consumer?
Well, the consumer now demands, you know, their highest expectations. They have nothing else going on in their life except to want what they want and need it when they need it. And that has totally changed. So the minute you make one mistake, and that's all we're going to talk about is at the end of this, you make one little mistake, they'll find someone else who will be able to replace you in a heartbeat. And that's why Amazon is doing it so well.
I think you shared that 59% of consumers care more about their experience now than they did before COVID, and that's influencing where they buy from and what they buy. And then also when you consider who has done it wrong, 80% of consumers will switch to another company after just one poor customer service experience.
Those are very high statistics. It's something that everyone really has to look at. And like you said, what I have even found is that even the smaller companies, even your smaller services now, I'm getting almost after every appointment I make, I'm getting a survey. How did we do? Never in the past have I gotten so much of those from even the small service companies.
Right, because how are you going to iterate if you don't know what you're doing wrong?
That's right. Exactly.
So we're sharing today what you can be doing right now to double down on your customer service. And we're sharing three key ways. Number one is the customer service is so closely tied to the agent experience. So if you empower your agents, you're empowering them to have a better experience with your customer. So to really be successful, Kathy, you got to see those two things aligned.
What's really important is to understand that you are actually empowering, you're the front face of your company through your agents, whether it's an agent of one or whether or not it's an agent of 50 or more on that. So we're going to go through today, we're going to create some focus on what's the importance and what are some of the key components that you can do for them in order to facilitate that empowerment.
Well, number one is to bring in better tools and software programs so that you can track and measure.
That's correct. That's
number two is enhanced training for those agents, like what to say, what not to say. What do you do when someone's totally losing it or you know what?
Yes. And how many individuals actually did that last year? And it had nothing to do with the agent. It had to do with how they were feeling.
You almost are a little bit of a therapist, I would imagine, in some ways for some people. More accessible customer data. Why is that so important in empowering an agent to be better at their job?
Well, I mean, let's go back to what you brought up with Amazon, who's figured it out. You go onto the Amazon site. I mean, I have never talked to anyone on Amazon, but you can find out where your order is, where it's tracking, how many sites away is it, was it late, and specific the minute you place the order. So that type of data is what individuals are looking for. They want you to come back and remember who they are. So that type of data analysis that ties into the overall strategy of customer service is so key.
I went into Best Buy this week because my computer decided to plumb just quit. And the modality of shopping has changed. You're no longer allowed to just roam free through the aisles. You have to stand in line, and someone has to take you one by one through the shopping experience, which frankly I would have preferred from the very get-go. But the person just sat me down and understood what my storage needs were, understood what kind of memory needs I had, what was I going to be doing with this computer, and I'm gonna write this person a raving review because they were knowledgeable and they wanted to make sure that I made the right decision for me. Even though that the product that he recommended was different than the one I wanted, he was like, "All right, whatever you need, whatever you need, we're gonna make that happen for you."
And think about how many other stores can do the exact same thing if they decide they're going to get out of their customer service model that they thought worked in the past. What's come up out of all of this is a lot of this didn't work, but we just had, we were just, I guess, compensating for the fact that, well, we could go in, we could do whatever we wanted. But now it's even more so as we go in one by one into these stores and there's numbered people in there.
For Chris, who's just joining us, and Molly, who's just joined us, we are talking today about how to double down on customer service and how can you ensure that whoever you're dealing with, whether you have a product or a service, is getting the best in customer service. So we're talking about empowering your agents or whoever is on the front lines dealing with your customers and how you in turn empower them. So one of them was better tools and software programs. Number two is enhanced training. Number three is more customer data, which is always valuable. And then feedback that's specific to the context as well as specific conversations. Kathy, what does that mean?
So there you go. That's where the surveys come in. And, in that survey taking tool, what will happen is they'll do a filtering process. Where is it that it seems that the agent is getting off track or the consumer is getting off track in terms of where their satisfaction lies? So filtering all that information and make sure that you go back in and you're constantly re-editing. And then that goes, I guess, to the last one, and that's a clear process. And that's all part of the process. Measuring the success of how those training programs are working.
And have it like a central holding ground where all of that can be found, referenced, resourced if you need to.
Exactly.
So for those of you that are just joining, we're talking about doubling down on customer service and how you can have stellar customer service if you don't already. Number one, we shared a key ways to empower your agents. But Kathy, number two is omni-channel communication. What does that word mean?
Well, we used to talk about omni-channel deliveries for product, and now we're talking about a total 360 communication. And that is, they want you to be wherever they're going to be communicating, any place. So if everyone thinks, oh, Facebook or Instagram or WhatsApp or their e-commerce site or the chatbots that go on, that's no longer. You can just put all of your eggs in one basket. You really need to take a look at a holistic point of view on that.
And so that means that companies need direct access to you. So now WhatsApp actually has a functionality where you can set up WhatsApp Business so customers can talk to you directly. I think that's what you mean by that. And then this conversational commerce, it has to be on many different fronts: phone, email, chat, chatbot. What do you, just in your sort of comings and goings, where do you feel like this conversational commerce has come into play?
I think what it really realizes that there are so many demographics that where we now, even the older generation, where they weren't comfortable doing a lot of this omni-channel communication, and the younger generation was. What has occurred now is that they've got to figure it out because they cannot lose one customer. I think you actually talked about this in a conversation we had about that customer is gold and how to keep them no matter where they are, not where you are.
I've noticed we just got our coffee table after many, many months yesterday. It finally arrived from Italy, but I went back on the site because I couldn't figure out how to convert it from the coffee table to the dining table, which is the whole reason we waited 16 weeks for this contraption. And so I went on the website and looked at the video that shows you how you unravel the table in order to be able to make it to a dining table. And immediately a chatbot came up saying, how can I help you? So in real time, they're responding to me, even though I had nothing to really ask them, those chatbots and those agents are standing by. So I think that that speaks to what you mean by this omnichannel communication.
And there you see the technology immediately kicking in at that point. And sometimes, you know, I find it may be a little distracting for me. So I'll say, no, thank you. You know, I've got this covered. And then the other times when I do have a key question, it has to go deeper, that chatbot actually helps take you there and then, you know, points you in the right direction.
And then the final piece is the customer journey. Yeah. And this is something that's interesting to look at even retrospectively. Like, how did your customer find you? How did that customer's journey come to be a converted person? And then when you look at that, can you see the gaps? Can you see where there's redundancy?
What's really important is a lot of companies, and I've done this at several companies, especially the one I remember, we were so key on this, that was at the Wall Street Journal, part of News Corp. And we actually went through this with each one of the segments and departments of business. So you take that and you take a look at where there may be that gap and where it may fit into another part of the other strategy of the products. And it's a wonderful thing, because when you start being able to take a look at that journey, even on your own, you know, on your own track, you realize where you're failing, and then you're able to reinvest your dollars and your budget in a way that actually supports where you're going.
NM Sadiq is just joining us right now. NM, we are talking today on the Drink Like a Lady podcast about doubling down on customer service. And the number one way that we talked about is really empowering your agent, because your agent's experience parallels the customer experience. The second is omnichannel communication. It's not enough to just be, you know, have a Facebook page or have a chat bot. Customers demand and expect to be able to talk to you directly and be able to engage you on text or email or any other way and get an answer back right away too. Yes. And then the final piece, Kathy, is to involve your CEO. Customer service is going to play a much bigger role even at the C-level in 2021.
Because customers really want to, they want to know who they're investing in. They want to know what that leadership style looks like. I mean, we talked about last week, our first episode was on the inauguration day of our new president. And that's important now. We've gone through a rough patch, and there's been of government and businesses, et cetera. So individuals are looking for great leadership, and they want to see them. They actually want to see them on social media more than they ever did before.
Right, because we all talk about leading with authenticity,
exactly,
leading with your values, and that often is a top-down situation. And so hearing from the CEO, who's the face of the company, can be more and more important. So customer service in 2021 is going to be the big swing factor.
You know what? And this is where your competitive advantage is going to kick in. If you have other elements that you're working on within your company or your department, your structure, make sure you start with the customer service component, because that will also feed you new product opportunity, which is actually going to lead us to next week's episode.
You know, I'm interviewing the CEO of MM LaFleur coming up in March. And one of the things that she talks about in several interviews is that she had racks and racks of dresses, but didn't know how to move that inventory. And when she went out to market and started surveying the women, the working women that she wanted to service, she found that it's not like women didn't want these dresses. They just didn't have time to shop. So there was the market opportunity. If she could rise to the occasion and figure out a way to push these dresses in a customized way to her, you know, working woman base, that was the pain point that she needed to service, not that people needed dresses.
I think it's wonderful that those individuals who will listen to the customer, they have really opened up new opportunities in terms of distribution and opportunity. And that's a beautiful story in terms of what other individuals can learn from that.
Kathy, what are we talking about next week? Next week, we're already in episode 3 of season 3.
Wow. Okay, we're going to talk about strategic point of product and service development. And you just opened up that conversation through, your talk that's going to happen there in March. And that is, how do we create new products? What are some of the new services? We saw that in terms of new business opportunities last week. And then we're going to look a little deeper into some of the companies that are bringing those products and services besides masks to market.
Well, as somebody who has been sick and had COVID, believe me when I tell you that I'm paying more close attention to the kind of mask that I'm wearing, because not all of them are necessarily keeping you safe.
That's for sure. We're going to learn a lot more about these masks as we go forward.
All right, Kathy, if folks want to work with you, how do they get in touch with you?
They can email me at stuartkathy, stuartkathie at gmail.com, or telephone me directly at 609-933-7600.
Kathy, I wonder if people are like calling you just because they want to see if you actually pick up.
You should do that.
And if you want to get in touch with me, all you got to do is email me at info@ladydrinks.com. That is the name of my women's leadership platform. And I'd love to be able to see you, work with you. I'm hosting a public speaking masterclass coming up on February 17th. If you'd like to join, just email me there. And Kathy, I'll see you next week.
Very good. Have a good week. Be well.